general operating fund, general expenses of the borough, and then due from the highway fund, liquid fuels, $27,000. That's very interesting. That might even be a violation of law, but that'll be looked at and pending by the auditor who comes in. There's no co-mingling of funds between the general fund and that state fund. And there's very few abilities for that to happen. Folks, just the increase in the number of employees. When we sold the transfer system, the wastewater transfer system, we knew that the workload in the borough would be reduced significantly. 100% of two clerks, 50% of an accountant, one-third of the manager of finance, one-half of the director of public works, 100% of the manager of the wastewater treatment plant. The plan was to allow attrition to take place, but in any case, for it to take place within 2.5 years, from June of 2013. All people are on board. And I understand the 2019 budget is to take in at least consideration of the employees going to the wastewater, from the wastewater department to the highway department. And of course, John is leaving and looking for employment elsewhere. And now the director of public works. What was to happen was basically the accountant and the borough manager, in essence, would handle budgetary matters, and the borough manager would handle the human resource aspects, because 25% to 35% of the borough manager's workload was reduced by that transition. Instead, we've hired people. And we've hired them to a point where you're looking at tax increases. That's not helping this borough whatsoever. It's certainly not going to help the taxpayers. You'll be taxing senior citizens out of their homes. It's a very serious matter. The number of clerks have increased, managers have increased. It's